My experience tells me that the circle is the fundamental geometry of open human communication. A circle has no head or foot, no high or low, no sides to take. In a circle, people can simply be with each other, face to face. After all, we do not have a square of friends, and on a cold winter's night, it is nice to be a part of the family circle. Place people in rows, classroom or theater style, where they all face the source of power and authority, and it is clear who will talk and who must listen. In squares and rectangles, there is separation that may be useful to keep combative parties apart, as in negotiation. But genuine, open, free communication tends to occur only at a minimum. Circles create communication. When the people arrived, it was clear that this was not business as usual. To begin with, there was no advance agenda. People knew only when the meeting would start, when it would end, and that somehow, as yet undefined, they would accomplish the task before them. Needless to say, there were more than a few skeptics, whose disbelief was not lessened by the physical appearance of the room in which they were to meet. What they found were two large concentric circles of chairs, with nothing in the middle and a blank space of wall behind. Within 1.5 hours, everything had changed. Even the skeptics were hard at work dealing with the issues of personal concern to them. To reach that point, each person who cared to was invited to identify any issue related to the central task for which they had some real passion, write it down on a quarter sheet of newsprint, and post it on the wall. In doing so, they accepted responsibility for convening a session on their issue and making a written report of their results. When all of the issues were posted, everybody went to the wall en masse and signed up for the sessions in which they cared to participate, and then it was off to work. That was it. And this was open space technology.